it creates in the body an anabolic system, which is a buildup. In our body, we're always constantly fighting. We have anabolic agents, which cause us to build up, get stronger, get faster, things like that, and catabolic agents. What this does when you add synthetic outside hormones is it shifts that balance to creating more of an anabolic process where your muscle size increases, your strength increases, your muscle speed increases. And that's the simplest form of looking at what happens with the hormones. Now, it's not just a pure strength thing that you get. You get all kinds of side effects that go along with it. And that's the reason why it's still illegal and banned and something that we don't recommend.
Besides the fact that, you know, an athlete is cheating when using this, and that's gotten a lot of attention, particularly from baseball, you've mentioned side effects. Are they as dangerous as they once were?
Oh, absolutely. It's the side effect profile from the new agents is no different than the agents that were used 20, 30 years ago when steroids were first developed. The only difference with the newer agents is more and more money is getting put into developing newer agents so that they're not detectable by random drug screens. And that's why what the agents do within the body is no different than the simplest steroid that was first developed 20 or 30 years ago. It's just they create the steroid so that in the body, and when we do our drug screens, they're not detectable. So the side effects of rage, changes in your lipid profile or your cholesterol levels, increased risk of cancers, increased risk of heart attacks, domestic disputes, and all of those gonadal shrinkage or shrinking of your genitals, and females' facial hair growth, and all of those side effects are still as prevalent as they were in the first developed steroids. The new steroids are just considered designer, not from a side effect profile, but more from a detection standpoint.
Is there an easy way to explain how the clear goes undetected?
Yeah, it's very, very simple. What happened when it went undetected? It's detectable now. What happens is, in order to detect a substance, we have to know what the substance is. So it's kind of a cat and mouse game between developing new steroids and detecting them. And what I mean by that is, in order to detect a steroid and its metabolic principles and how it's developed and what it looks like chemically, we have to kind of know what that substance looks like before we can look for byproducts when we're testing. Almost all of our steroid tests are done by looking for metabolic products as a result of the hormone that the athlete is taking. So if we don't know what that agent is that they're taking, it's almost physiologically impossible to try to catch it in the test. And there is big money in professional sports to be developing these drugs. And from my standpoint, and my standpoint as in the medical profession, we're trying to play catch-up and keep up with, as new drugs are developed, we need to develop tests that catch those drugs.
Regardless of what the penalties are for banning an athlete, will chemists continue to find ways to hide the fact that someone's taking them?
I think bottom line in this is, until penalties get much stiffer, I don't know how much money Victor Conti made in Belco, but in exchange for a simple 3-month prison sentence and a slap on the wrist and a few amount of fines, the amount of money that he made through his Belco laboratory, I'm speculating here that for him it was probably financially worth it. Now, everybody has their own moral dilemmas of where this is at, and I would never be part of that and don't think it's the right thing to do, and I think it puts people at risk. But as long as you're talking big money, you're going to be able to find very intelligent people that are willing to create these substances until we make the penalty for doing it have a little more teeth.
I don't know if you can tell by the way someone swings the bat or makes a tackle in football or whatever. Can you, as a medical professional, take something from an athlete's performance that shows that it was obvious they were using something?
Quite frankly, no. I truly believe, as a whole, the majority of our athletes are clean. And I think it would be a disservice to the great athletes that do it naturally and do it by hard work and performance to speculate that they're cheating. They're, you know, having in my profession where I work with a lot of athletes at a lot of high-level events, I am very firm on I think this is a problem that's very limited, and it's getting blown out of proportion for the number of athletes that are using it. And I think it would be a bad thing to say that you could recognize if somebody makes great strides that, oh, that was because they were using steroids. I don't think that's the case at all.
Now, if a ball player submits to a random drug test, you can find that. But if they undergo a standard physical, how does you mentioned the side effects? I mean, how are athletes dodging those and playing? You know, a ball player playing, you know, a full season without succumbing to those.
Well, people trying to cheat are very, very, very smart, and they have developed not only the medicines and the hormones to create this increased strength and power and performance, but they've also developed regimens of how to cover them up to a certain extent. There's agents that people are using to cover up some of the changes, especially in the female athletes. It's pretty obvious if a female athlete's using steroids and she comes in and has to be shaving, that's something that's not a normal, everyday event. So you can pick that up. So there's hormones that they can also take to help cover up some of those side effects, and different medications that people that are using to try to cover up some of the side effects. They're not doing so well of covering up the problems with domestic disputes, rage, verbal outbursts, things along those lines are things that they don't have great cover-up for. And could that be related to some of the outbursts we're seeing in professional athletes and things like that? Possibly. Am I saying that's absolutely the case? No. But I think there's some things that maybe we are seeing that we don't have a full explanation for, that could be a byproduct of something.
I remember listening to a sports talk show one morning in Chicago, and a high school wrestler was talking about how he takes them and the competition takes them, and they need that in order to get the scholarship or whatever. I mean, you hear a lot of reports of high school athletes.
I think that's the next segment that it's going to be a big... I think that's the segment that, as a whole, is going to be the next segment of athletes that are going to be affected by this for multiple reasons. One is they're all competing for a limited number of scholarships. And scholarships mean exposure, national airtime, lots of good things that come along with college scholarships and playing at the next level. Some of them are baseball players that are looking to play at the next level and going straight to the major leagues. I think there's a huge risk at that age group, both because they're still physically developing, and we don't have any idea what these medicines are going to do to them a long-term standpoint. And I also think that it's a significant risk because at that level in high school sports, they don't have the money to be doing the drug testing to prevent those issues. A simple drug test for steroids runs from anywhere from $100 to $200 per test. There's no way at the high school level, with the amount of funding that they have for their high school sports, that you can implement any kind of true drug testing policy that's going to encompass and catch people cheating on a regular basis. And for that reason, because there's not the money to look for it,